ever tried changing her mind about anything? Dante asked in annoyance. Can't Walter be the heir? Darius demanded.
Don't be stupid. Walter is dead, Gareth reminded.
He's only mostly dead.
The dead cannot rule the living, Baldwin stated in his usual well-bred manner. Heads of families must meet certain criteria. For instance, how exactly would Walter father an heir? Darius shrugged.
He could stitch one together, I suppose. He would still be more fitting than that miserable disgrace.
Who's a miserable disgrace? A cold voice said from the doorway. The six men turned to the new arrival, the seventh member of the council and the most powerful necromancer in all Alteroth, Lilith Corpselover. Pale, alabaster skin, long straight raven hair with a full feminine figure that her tight-fitting black robes showed off nicely. In her hand, she held a wand carved from human bone. Drawing a wand was always a provocative step. The other members all carefully placed their hands on their own. No one else actually drew one out, though.
Just who is a disgrace? Lilith repeated, gripping her wand with both hands.
I think you know who, Darius told her.
Lilith, the time has come for us to address the situation, Blooddrinker said. Let us sit down and talk about this rationally.
The fact is, your youngest cannot be your heir, Soulbreaker said.
Since when does the council decide who the heir of a great family is? Lilith demanded. That has always been the choice of the family head.
Lilith, Baldwin said, sounding pleasant.
Even you must admit he is not someone who could replace you, either as the head of the Corpselover family or as a member of this council.
Why? She demanded. Because his blood isn't pure enough to suit you? I can name someone here whose ancestry isn't exactly unmixed.
She stared pointedly at his ears. Baldwin spread his hands before him.
His parentage is not the question here, Lilith. We are not uncivilized, after all. Whatever it is that runs through my veins, no one has ever questioned my ability as a dark mage. It is your son's talent that is the issue.
He has immense natural talent. He can do things even I can't manage. The six men looked at each other. It was Dante Poison Dagger who decided to force the matter.
Your son is a white mage.
Lilith snapped. She grabbed the small man about the neck with her free hand and began to shake him as a dog would a rat. Instantly, the five other men were on their feet, pointing their wands at her. Despite having the advantage, none of them dared cast a spell.
Say that again, you rotten-mouthed dove!
Lilith screamed into his face.
Let's just calm down, shall we?
Baldwin asked serenely. He had his wand pointed at her and a killing spell on his lips.
I'm sure Poison Dagger did not mean to insult you. Isn't that right, Dante?
That's right,
Dante managed to get out as he was being rattled.
Please forgive me.
Fine, she spat out and released her grip, dropping him unceremoniously onto the floor. Though only slightly appeased, she knew there were limits to what even she could get away with.
I shouldn't expect anything better from a poison dagger. Shall we all sit down and talk now?
Baldwin suggested. Nodding, Lilith took her usual seat. The others put away their wands and returned to theirs. Poison Dagger looked paler than usual and avoided even glancing in Lilith's direction. As soon as they were all seated, Baldwin spoke again.
Lilith, you know how important it is that we guard our reputation as ruthless and powerful dark mages. Fear is our shield. Were the other nations to see any sort of weakness, they might try to attack us.
Especially Avalon and the Alliance,
Darius put in. Baldwin nodded.
I beg you, see this from our point of view.
Lilith shifted in her seat.
It had to be Baldwin who brought that up. It would have been so much easier if it had been Darius with his bluster or Dante with his usual double talk. Baldwin was always sensible and as fair as anyone here could be.
I'm willing to admit my son is a bit unusual for a dark mage, but he has the potential to be extraordinary. He will definitely prove to be a worthy successor.
Do you truly believe that, Lilith? Baldwin asked, a sudden glimmer in his eyes.
I do.
In that case, would you agree to a test of his abilities? Lilith frowned.
What sort of test?
In one of the highest towers of Castle Corpselover, a young man in black robes was down on his knees. At his side were several opened books as well as scrolls with hand-drawn sketches. In his hand was a piece of chalk. On the stone floor, he had drawn a summoning circle with a myriad of arcane symbols and runes surrounding it.
This time it will work, he muttered to himself.
I know it will.
He had checked the formula time and again and was certain it was correct.